You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale, where the noon whistle just went off. Yeah. And we're streaming on the web, KHUM.com. Right now, I have the wonderful pleasure of having Snubby Jay in here. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bailey?
I'm Peachy Keen. You want to describe Rimbatubes a little bit for those that might not know?
Absolutely. So I have this crazy homemade PVC pipe instrument that I call the Rimbatubes. It's like a marimba made out of tubes. And it's set up exactly like a piano. I've got all the white keys and the black keys. And should I give a little demo of what it sounds like?
Yeah.
And it's great because then I have these two paddles and just hit these open-ended pipes. And it looks really crazy, like a fountain of blood and guts down below. It's painted red, but it's essentially just a bunch of plumbing pipe put together in different lengths.
And why did you decide to put together this instrument?
I was inspired by the Blue Man Group, and they've got these pipe instruments in their show, and I think it's just the coolest thing. So I decided to take it a step further, set it up like a piano, and create my own music and play a lot of recognizable stuff.
Oh, that's neat. So Blue Man Group is not set up like a piano.
They've got a different setup to play their music a little easier, but I figured this was the most conducive for what I play.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And you play a ton of different stuff. Like you can play like just about any
because I grew up playing the piano, so I just take songs that I grew up playing on the piano and put it onto this, essentially.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go ahead and play a tune for us?
I would love to. This first song is an original song of mine that I call Zauberei, which means magic in German.
Played that that tune on a piano before?
Yeah, I think I actually wrote it originally for a piano, and then it was the thing of, oh, if I just take the right hand part and add in a little bit of a bass line into it, it works really great for the Rimbatubes.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So you have a ton of YouTube videos that have done really well.
I do. That's kind of how I'm known, I guess you could say. Yeah.
All right, sweet. And so people can just search Snubby J on our Rimba Tubes.
Snubby J or Rimba Tubes or PVC Instrument or my name, Kent Jenkins, as well. Like, you can search for any of that stuff, and I come up right away.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, nobody else really calls them Rimba Tubes, do they?
No, that is my own name for them. That is the thing. I think I just got the trademark, too, for it, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, hopefully get these out into the world so people can also play it.
Well, that would be cool to see a lot of people. That I could see it integrating well into high school bands.
Yeah, stuff, right?
Which would be neat. All right, cool. But you want to play something else?
Yeah, I'll mix it up a little bit. I'll do a medley of... let's do some classical music. We'll get some nice music that hopefully everyone will recognize. But it'll give you some cultured music to enjoy on this lovely Saturday. Classical music medley. Yeah,
I like it, and I like the. I never noticed you doing the that kind of stuff too, which was pretty cool. But yesterday you ended up opening. Last night you ended up opening for Kingfoot at the Lager.
That was so fun. It was my first time playing at the Lager, and I did a 30-minute set, and I didn't play either of those things, so that was pretty cool.
That's
but
neat.
I did have a really good time, and all the Del Arte friends of mine were there, so it was a really fun show.
It sounds like it for sure. And you usually play, like I've seen you at the Playhouse for the Christmas show. That's that's where we met. And then you also, you play for schools and that kind of stuff too. And in a lot of Del Arte's productions.
Yeah. Pretty much all these opportunities that come along, I'm just like, hey, I'm free. Why not? You know, depending on my schedule with Del Arte, we're always busy doing a lot of different shows, but it's fun to get out there, especially my first time here, so I want to make the most of it.
Before you went to Del Arte, where did you play? Mostly schools and stuff?
Yeah, I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and then I went to school down in Los Angeles, and so then I started doing some street performing down there. And
that out on the street?
Yeah. And having to drive that out there, was like schlep it outside, that was always a crazy adventure, but really fun, and made some good tip money as well, so it was a good time. Yeah.
That sounds cool. I would have definitely stopped and watched that massive thing on the street.
It's pretty cool because you hear it from down the street and you're like, that sounds really cool. And then you come up closer and you see what it looks like and you're like, wow, that like is just a really cool visual instrument. And then I like this last medley, I kind of have fun with my performance of it too. So you got all those elements combined for it.
Yeah. And if people, just to give people an idea of how wide this is, it's about as wide as a piano, wouldn't
you
say?
It's like, what is that? 4 feet, maybe 4 feet wide. And, you know, up to my waist level for the height. So it's very much like a marimba xylophone type of thing, but a little wider because it's all 2-inch
PVC pipe tubes. Yeah. And this isn't your only instrument. You have another one as well.
I do. I have one up in Oregon, but that one's like smaller and, separate sections and doesn't have wheels. This one's a lot more transportable and fits in my family minivan, and that's how I get around town with it. So,
well, whatever works to transport
whatever it works. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. Well, you want to go ahead and play one more?
Yeah, I can wrap it up with a cover of, I actually consider this to be the greatest song of all time. It's a little song called Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and I'm going to do my best to recreate it with just two paddles. So here we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you said last night everybody was singing along to
it? Yeah, it was a really fun time. I just get the whole audience singing along and just have a good, like, drunken sing-along fest. It's great.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today with your Rimba tubes.
Yeah, thank you, Bailey. It's been a fun time.
That's cool. So you've had this instrument for what now? Four or five years?
Because I built my first one back in 2007. So we're coming up on 10 years of playing this instrument, but then I've had this one since 2010, which I built to take down to school with me in Los Angeles.
Has anyone ever asked you to make one for them?
Yeah, a lot of times. And that's why at this point I'm at that point now where I want to try to, I just create some instructions for it and have the name licensed. So I want to be able to get it out to the world and, I don't have the ability to build a single new one every time for people because this took like 3 months over a summer to build. Just a few hours every day in the garage with my dad, just cutting off the tiniest little slivers until it's just right. But it's definitely a special, beautiful thing on its own.
Yeah, tuning that thing, you must have to,
pretty crazy. We have tons of little slivers in a bag, just a grocery bag full of the little slivers I had to cut off.
How often do you have to tune it?
Thankfully, once it's cut and set, it's done. And so, you know,
the
weather and stuff, it could like change it a little bit, but it kind of all converts together, and otherwise it's all glued in there, set, and I can just take the cover off and start playing right away.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. Awesome.
It's convenient that way.
It is convenient. It just takes forever to get it anyway.
It's really big. It takes at least two people to carry it. So.
Well, I videoed this whole performance and we're going to put it on to the KHEM YouTube page, which will also be on over at on our Facebook and then also on our website as well. So people should go and check that out. And then also in the meantime, you should Google Rimba Tubes and check out all the awesome videos. Snubby J, Kent Jenkins, any of that. We'll bring it up for you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to take a short break and then we'll get back into some more tunes. You're listening to KHUM.